And good morning, everybody. I'm Mitch Holters, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Thanks for joining us for this very special Cinco de Mayo call. We encourage all fans this morning to submit their questions for our special guests, for either Commissioner Roger Goodell or for Chiefs Chairman and CEO Clark Hunt, by pressing *3. Again, to repeat, that is *3. You can do that at any time during the call to ask a question. We have a lot of season ticket holders on the call, and we're going to try to do our best to try to get as many questions as we can. But again, a reminder that that's *3 to get your questions in now or throughout the call. I think this call is another instance, you know, from the very inception of this franchise to start the decade of the 60s when Lamar Hunt started this franchise, it has always been a franchise that's accentuated the fans, the fan experience, the importance of the fans, and this call is just another example of that, of trying to reach out to all of our season ticket base to see what's on your mind, of course, during this unique time, the National Football League. We just completed an exciting weekend. Many of you were at our NFL draft night celebration, if you will, Thursday night at the new Arrowhead. We had several thousand that attended. I've had a chance to be throughout the kingdom over the last several days, in Hayes, Kansas last week, and Lincoln, Nebraska, and Omaha, Nebraska the last 2 days, and people are excited, especially with our draft, the 2011 draft. And that will segue into the first of our introductions. Again, two very special guests on the line today to answer your questions. The first, as we talk about the Hunt family, we're biased, but we think it's the best ownership family in professional sports. With us this morning is the chairman and CEO of the Kansas City Chiefs, Clark Hunt. And Clark, it was an exciting weekend. There are 9 new Kansas City Chiefs, but the excitement of Thursday night carried through the weekend. Good morning.
Thank you very much, Mitch. First of all, let me say it's a pleasure to be on the phone this morning with so many of our fans and partners. Without your passion and support, it would be impossible for us to pursue our goal of building a championship team. The draft is always so exciting for us, and this year was no different. Scott Pioli, Todd Haley, and our entire football staff did this job. We were able to acquire a number of players who should be able to contribute in 2011 and beyond. It was a great weekend in helping the Chiefs build the right 53-man roster.
Well, we also have a very exciting guest with you this morning, and Clark, I'm going to let you introduce the commissioner.
It really is a great honor to have the commissioner of the National Football League, Roger Goodell, with us this morning. Roger has spent almost his entire 30-year career with the National Football League, including the last 4.5 years as commissioner. During his tenure, Roger has worked diligently to ensure that our great game becomes even better. Key areas of emphasis for Roger have included player safety, the integrity of the game, improved benefits for retired players, and enhancing the fan experience both at the stadium and through the media. Most recently, he has had the challenging task of pursuing a new collective bargaining agreement with the players that will allow the game to continue to grow. Roger, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us today. It's a pleasure to have you.
Well, thank you, Clark, and I'd back up. It's an honor and a privilege to have this opportunity to be with your fans and take their questions and hear what's on their minds. So I look forward to the morning. As you know, and you've mentioned, I did spend my career in the NFL, and part of that, which you didn't mention, and you know very well, was being assistant to the president of the AFC, and that was Lamar Hunt. So I understand the importance he had to pro football, to the Chiefs, to that community, and all he's done for pro football, and it's been an honor. And I think I salute you in the sense of what you've done with the organization and putting your own stamp on it. You brought in great people, including Scott Pioli, and a great new coaching staff, and you're doing everything to make sure that the fan experience is great for your fans, and I know how important that is to you. So I think to the fans, I know that this is a difficult period, and we all share your frustration with the inability to get a new labor agreement done and the uncertainty that's there. I'm more than happy to take your questions, but I would tell you just up front, the sooner we can get back to negotiations, the sooner we can get to a resolution. In the meantime, though, we're doing everything to focus on football and getting ready for the season. As was mentioned by both Mitch and Clark, we had the draft last week, and it was a great event. And we're focusing on making sure that we have a great season. And you as Chief fans should be excited because you're being recognized on several national games. I believe it's three in one preseason game this year. And I think that's great for your community. I think it's great for the Chiefs, and I think it's great for the NFL. And that's a recognition of the tremendous passion of the fans, the kind of quality organization and team that are being is being put together in Kansas City, and we all look forward to a great season, and we look forward to celebrating some big events in Kansas City this season.
Okay, let's get to our questions. Before I ask you, I have our first question. Commissioner Goodell, we have thousands and thousands and thousands of Chiefs fans on with us right now. I need to mention the Commissioner Karma. You were in the booth with us during the Dallas game in 09 within just a few minutes of your visit. We scored a touchdown. I was hoping you'd visit during the Baltimore playoff game, but didn't get it. But there is some karma when you're in our booth. So you're invited any time to be with Lenny and me.
Well, I appreciate that, Mitch. It was, it's so much fun to be at Arrowhead. It's just incredible seeing the fan reaction there in that sea of red. And as you mentioned, I've been fortunate to be there a lot, including the playoff game last year. So anything I can do to bring karma is good. But remember, I got 31 other teams I got to worry about.
Yeah, we're being a little selfish. Let's get to our first caller, and it is Deb is one of our season ticket holders. 37 years, actually. Let's go to Deb and your question for Commissioner Goodell.
Hi. I know you can't discuss details, but are we making progress in the negotiations?
Well, Deb, it's a good question. Unfortunately, I don't think we're making much progress in negotiations because they really aren't happening. Right now it's in a litigation phase, and the union's pursuing that. We are obviously defending that. And right now it's in a series of hearings, and there'll be another hearing in the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals on June 3rd. So unfortunately, there's not enough negotiations, which ultimately it's going to come back to and is where this will get resolved and end in a collective bargaining agreement, which is the right thing. It's the right thing for the players. It's the right thing for the clubs. And most importantly, it's the right thing for you and all of our NFL fans.
Take our next caller. It's a season ticket holder from Lee's Summit, Missouri. And it's George. George, go ahead. You're on with Commissioner Goodell and Clark Hunt.
Sir, my question is for Commissioner Goodell. I have been a season ticket holder for 47 years now. The majority of the Kansas City area is under Time Warner Cable domain. At what point can we expect to see some kind of a resolution of this dispute between Time Warner Cable and NFL? But obviously, we don't get the NFL network here, which becomes a bigger issue the last 8 weeks of the season when we are missing games. I mean, you know, I don't like to go to a bar and watch these games. Commissioner Goodell.
Well, George, it's first, thank you for the 47 years of support. We are well aware of it. This New York market is also a Time Warner market, and we recognize how fans want to have the NFL network on a year-round basis. It's proven to be incredibly popular with our fans. It's one of the issues we raise with the distributors and why we believe every distributor should carry it. We're in over 62 million homes now. We would like to be fully distributed and every home have access to it. We have not been able to reach an agreement with Time Warner. We continue to negotiate with them. We're in negotiations with them. And we just haven't been able to reach an agreement. They're the largest of the distributors that have not signed up. In fact, I believe they're the only in the top five distributors that have not signed up for it. We think that's wrong for the fans, but we also think it's wrong for Time Warner customers, that the customers want this content, they want this channel, and we think it should be there. And we've already established a market. Other cable operators and satellite distributors are carrying it, and we think it should be with Time Warner. But we aren't going to give up, and we're going to continue to do it to make it available to everybody.
Our next question, actually, the Chiefs' kingdom sometimes can infiltrate enemy territory. We've got a season ticket holder from Denver, Colorado. Charles, you have a question for Clark.
Yes, I do. This question addresses the concern about the offensive line. Most of the pundits that I've been reading said prior to the draft said that the Chiefs needed offensive line help. That did not occur through the draft. I was wondering what the club's plans are to shore up the offensive line.
Well, first of all, let me say how much we appreciate your support, especially coming from Colorado. As we went into the draft this year, there were a number of areas that we felt that we could improve the football team. In fact, our general manager felt there was an opportunity at practically every position. In the second round, we did take an offensive lineman from Florida State, Rodney Hudson, one of the most decorated offensive linemen in the country, perhaps Florida State's greatest offensive lineman ever. We feel that he'll have a chance to come in and help us very early in the center guard position. Clearly, at some point, we'll have an opportunity with both college free agents and also pro free agents to bolster the line as well. So I understand your concern. It is an area that we're focused on. We took one step in the draft with Rodney, but I think you'll see some more moves as we move into free agency.
Take our next question, and this is a question for Commissioner Goodell. It's one of our season ticket holders from Central Kansas and has been for 6 years. Jim, go ahead, your question for the commissioner. Jim, are you there? The question is, Commissioner, I'm going to try to hopefully phrase Jim's question properly, is why am I paying full price for the preseason games?
Yeah, it's a question I get from fans frequently. It's one of the reasons we have really been focused on the potential of moving to an 18-2 schedule format. The fans have said that the quality of the preseason, particularly when I don't see the players I want to see and they're not competitive games in the sense that they have a standing in the overall record. And it's one of the things we've got to try to figure out, and we believe that the 18-2 season format is one way of doing that, but you've got to do that responsibly, and you've got to make sure that you do it with the first consideration being player health and safety. We've made some changes to the off-season in the context of the negotiations, which would limit the contact in the off-season, including the spring and even into training camp and into the regular season. And we think we can do that successfully. We want to implement that immediately and then make that decision with the players at a future time. In the meantime, we're going to continue to look for every which way to try to improve what we do in the preseason. We're looking at different concepts and policies with respect to comp tickets to make sure we get more people in during the preseason period. So we're going to continue to focus on that, and I think Jim is on a point that I hear consistently from fans.
The next question is from George, who's been a season ticket holder from Prairie Village, Kansas, for 19 years, and George, your question is directed towards Clark Hunt. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Mr. Hunt, first off, I'd like to say thank you for the renovation out there. That was really well done in the stadium. It's been appreciated by all the fans that I sit around. But my question really is what happens if all these games are pushed to the very limit? Will we be able to get reimbursed somehow or be able to, you know, get some money back? I'm not really sure, but, you know, so we don't see a half a game here with all these players.
Sure. Well, George, first of all, thank you for your nice comments about the new Arrowhead. We're very, very pleased with how the project turned out, and perhaps the most gratifying thing for our family has been the fans' response to it. It's really been tremendous. We certainly understand the concern that our season ticket holders have in regards to the season and the possibility of missing games. Our policy, I think, like many of the teams in the NFL, is to repay our season ticket holders on a per-game basis in the event that we miss games. That includes the preseason as well as the regular season. I should mention that we do have a little bit of flexibility built into the schedule in the event that we have to start the season later in hope that we can get in a full season. But our customers will either have the benefit of getting to see the games that they paid for, or those games will be refunded.
Our next call comes from a season ticket holder all the way back since the Chiefs came to Kansas City in 1963. And Joan has a question for Commissioner Goodell. Joan?
Hello?
Yes, you're on, Joan.
Hi, Joan.
Go ahead.
Your question, okay.
Commissioner Goodell.
Okay, I don't understand how you expect the players to my husband was a pro football player. But he played back in the days when you didn't get $1 million, and you really aren't worth $1 million. I'm sorry. But he played both ways, and they don't have any players like that anymore. I know. But I don't understand how you expect these players to perform when they can't practice this. I mean, you have to be in shape to be able to play.
Well, Joan, you're absolutely right. What we have been focusing on is strength and conditioning versus the contact drills, and we're trying to find the right balance to make sure that the players are in the best possible physical condition and also make sure that we structure things in a way to avoid having too much contact, which over the long term can have a negative impact. So we want to make sure that we get the players in shape, have them in a program where they can feel like they're physically ready to go for the season, but they're not worn down. And it's always a balancing issue. I think our players do a great job of taking care of themselves, preparing themselves physically for the demands of a season. And I want them to be rewarded financially for that. The game has changed a lot, as you mentioned, from 1963 and when your husband played. The game has changed an awful lot, and we have to change with it. And that's why we have to change the collective bargaining, to make sure that we're doing things differently, doing things better, and making sure that we're taking into considerations everything that's changed in our game and everything that should change going forward to make it and continue to make it America's great game.
Mitch is our next caller. Thanks for holding, Mitch. Mitch is from Lenexa, a first-year season ticket holder. Your question for Commissioner Goodell.
Yes, sir. I'd just like to ask you, what's the latest date at which a deal could be reached and the season still be salvaged? And also, sir, I'd like to know, can you just reassure us that at no point you're going to consider using replacement players?
Mitch, let me start with your second point. We have not had any discussion, and Clark Hunt is on our labor committee, our CEC. We have not had any discussion about replacing players. It's not part of our strategy or our thinking. We have been focused on trying to get a labor agreement. The second issue on the latest date, we don't have a specific date. As Clark mentioned, there's some flexibility if you took away bye weeks or reduced the week between the championship and the Super Bowl. We would like to avoid all that. We would like to get this uncertainty resolved and make sure we play the season as scheduled with all of the games on the dates that we discuss and have scheduled. But we do not have a specific date that we're going to be making those decisions. I hope we don't have to. I hope we can get this resolved sooner rather than later.
Thank you. Let's go to Gary. Gary's been a season ticket holder all the way back, 1963, the Chiefs' first year in Kansas City. Gary lives in Leawood. Your question for either Clark or the commissioner.
Well, first of all, Clark, I just would like to say that I had the pleasure of meeting your dad many times, and what a great gentleman he was. And I was at the Super Bowl in New Orleans, and you should have seen the smile on his face. It was just so exciting. But Commissioner, what is the mood of the players? I mean, you know, this has to affect their mood and their desire to play. Let's say the strike is not settled for another month or two. How do you think their mindset will be as far as getting back to work? Especially
well, I think
concessions they want.
Well, Gary, I think the reality is I think NFL players want to play football. They want to be back on the field, and I think they'll be anxious to get back on the field. I think it's frustrating for the players just as it's frustrating for the clubs and frustrating for the fans. We need to get an agreement that addresses the issues that they want to have addressed, that the clubs want to have addressed, and can take our great game forward. So I think they will get back with all the passion they have for the game and play hard and play the great football that they played as soon as we get this resolved.
Thank you for the question. Let's go. Our next question is season ticket holder for 21 years from Olathe. And Ryan, you have a question for Chairman Clark Hunt.
That's correct. But first, I want to express my gratitude to the commissioner for the yeoman's job that he's doing on trying to get this labor negotiation settled. I know it's not an easy task, and I know that there are very many reports out there about players' opinions and owners' desires. So please keep up the good work, Commissioner, and I know that that's a very arduous task.
Thank you, Ryan.
My question for Mr. Clark is concerning the game day experience out at Arrowhead. With the new renovations, I've been taking my father out to Arrowhead for over 15 years. He was in awe and enamored with how things have changed and how quickly that was done. However, some of the biggest complaints that I have heard other people in my season ticket fan base, as well as first-time people coming out to Arrowhead, these pat-downs that are required now in the post-9/11 era really slow down the experience of access to the stadium, and the increased parking prices that we're having to deal with out at the Truman Sports Complex are just getting to the point where it's literally pricing people out of the game. I would like to have your thoughts on how you plan to take this re-energized fan base that we have here in Chiefs Nation and show them that you also share their concerns. Thank you.
Well, Ryan, first of all, thanks very much for your feedback. And with last year being the first year that we had the new stadium open, it was definitely a learning experience for us. One of the things that I noticed was how much our fans enjoyed being in the Time Warner Hall of Honor before the game. Clearly, fans were arriving early for games so that they could spend time there. We definitely have some kinks to work out. You mentioned the access to the stadium. We'll be looking at ways to improve as we go into the 2011 season. For example, on the Sunday night, Monday night games, which is a relatively new experience for us since we had not had a nighttime game in quite a while until we got to the Monday night game last year. But anyhow, we'll be looking at opening the stadium earlier, opening the parking lots earlier to help get fans into the complex and into the stadium because we do understand that's an important part of the experience. With your comments regarding pricing, we've tried to be very sensitive to our fans. We've gone through a very difficult time economically. We know a lot of people are struggling financially, and it's something that we've paid attention to both in the stadium with the ticket prices as well as in the parking lot. There will be a bump in parking prices this year. It's largely driven by a surcharge that Jackson County is adding to our parking prices, which was something that was required in our leases when they were negotiated in 2006. Other than that, we've tried to avoid raising parking prices just because of the point that you make. So I appreciate your feedback. Our executive team will discuss it and take it into consideration.
Mitch, if I could just jump in, because I think Ryan raises a point that I've heard in several of the calls with our fans this year. First off, let me say that I think the job that the Chiefs did on renovating the stadium is outstanding. It is just spectacular, the work that was done there. Two is, at our annual meeting, we recognized the Chiefs as one of three teams that have greatly improved their fan experience. Their focus on doing that, their work to be responsive to fans' concerns are at the top of the list. And the third would be to the final point that you raised and Clark has addressed is we are sensitive to the cost of attending our events. We know what fans are going through from an economic standpoint, and we're trying to find every which way to create value. That's why Clark talks about all the things that they're doing around their stadium, but also that's one of the reasons we've looked at the 18-2 concept about trying to create value for our fans. That's what we need to do as a league and make our game better, make our experiences at the stadiums better, and do everything we can to make your interaction with the NFL better.
The Chiefs Kingdom reaches far and wide. Our next caller is down from southeast Missouri in Wapapella, Missouri. And Jack, hopefully you've been able to survive the flooding and bad weather down there. Certainly our thoughts and prayers for your neighbors. But you've got a question for Commissioner Goodell and for Clark Hunt. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you, Commissioner. And I was speaking to your good friend Benny there in New York this morning. He wanted me to tell you hello if you knew who he was.
I do know Benny. He's a great fan.
Mr. Hunt, thank you for the commitment from you and your family to restoring our franchise to the winning ways that we all want. My concern as a fan is we just want football, okay? And this labor disagreement we have going on is quite discerning. I'm afraid it can damage the league long term. I hear the players, I hear the owners, both sides talking about it's the fan that is getting hurt here, but I don't see anything being done. Seems to me that we might could find some way to, it seems to be about the size of the piece of the pie that everybody gets, a $9.3 billion revenue stream. And I'm afraid if this drags into the season, that it could have a long-term effect on the league. There's going to be people that aren't going to come back if we lose games. And my question, I guess, is what assurances can we have from you guys that we're not going to cook the golden goose, that we are going to have football? And, you know, I love this game, and I love my Kansas City Chiefs, and I hate to see it damaged. And appreciate both you guys' time today.
Well, Jack, I mean, let me respond quickly, and Clark can add any of his perspective to this, but I agree exactly where you are in the sense of fans just want football, and they want to continue to make sure they get the great game that we have. And I do agree with you that if we're unsuccessful in getting this done, is that it can produce damage. Fans don't want to be bothered with the details of this. They look to football, and NFL football in particular, as being an escape from all of these issues, to go enjoy, to rally behind their teams, and to really enjoy an experience with their family and friends. And that's what we have to keep delivering on. And it's our intent to do that. There are several issues that need to be addressed just beyond economics in the collective bargaining agreement that are important to you as fans, and making sure that the game that you want to support and that the game that you want to be a part of continues to be a great game, continues to be competitive, that the Kansas City Chiefs have the same economic ability to be competitive against the New York Giants or the Chicago Bears or any other large market. Those are systems that we've got to make sure that we maintain, and a system where when you come into a season, every fan thinks their football team has a chance to win the Super Bowl. And that's what I believe the 32 clubs are working towards, and Clark could add his perspective, but there are several issues that need to be addressed properly in this collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah, the only things that I would add on top of what the commissioner said is that the ownership, the clubs, are very interested in getting back to the bargaining table. Ultimately, this is going to get decided at the bargaining table. It's not going to get decided through litigation. And we know it's a very tough period for our fans, for our employees, and for the players as well. And we want to see a deal that is fair to everyone involved. That includes the players, that includes the clubs, and most importantly, it includes the fans. And the commissioner touched on it. It's incredibly important for a team like the Kansas City Chiefs that we have a collective bargaining agreement that's good for all 32 clubs. We don't want a system that heads in the direction of baseball. And we have some concern that has a potential to go that way. We want a deal that allows our great game to continue to grow.
We have time for one more question. It'll be our second Colorado question. And let's go to Sean, who's been a Chiefs season ticket holder for 10 years in Colorado Springs. Sean, go ahead.
Hi, Commissioner Goodell. I just wanted to know if there was, you know, looking at the history of what the Chiefs have been doing recently with getting us aligned and having such a great season last year, if there's any kind of middle ground that we can find where the players and coaches can start working together now while the business between the owners and the players is being resolved?
You know, Sean, it's a great question. The issue, though, gets back to we've got to have a system that all 32 clubs operate under the same system. And that's the difficulty with it and why we don't want to scramble the egg. We need to find a system where the Chiefs are operating under the same rules that the New York Giants are operating under. And that's what's made our league successful. And it's why we need to make sure that the integrity of the game is the first priority, to make sure that we do everything to protect that game, make sure it stays competitive, and every team has the same ability to compete. So we are going to make sure that we operate on that basis. We will have to be responsive to various court decisions if necessary, but it still gets back to what Clark said. The best thing for our game is to get back to negotiating and to get out of litigation, to get back and solve our problem at the table. There are ways of addressing the issues in a fair and reasonable way so that everyone benefits.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Goodell, and thank you, Clark. Chiefs fans, thank you. We've literally had thousands upon thousands that have been online with us. On behalf of the entire Chiefs Kingdom, I would like to thank NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and Chiefs Chairman and CEO Clark Hunt for their time today. And most importantly, the Chiefs organization would like to thank the fans that took time out of their day to join us for this call. If you stay on the line, you still will have an opportunity to provide additional comments or feedback. Go Chiefs. Thanks for participating.